runs its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Safe and sound inside of our Priority One security studios now, which is big news because Kelly Gramlich is here and it's her birthday. We'll sing happy birthday to her in a second. But the folks at Priority One want to make sure that we got... Hey, by the way, did you lock the door back afterwards? Oh, we always lock the door now.
I can go do that now.
We lock the doors.
It was locked when I got here.
Right. And it would be locked when you go back and lock it back right now. We'll just do that right now.
Whoops.
Our great friends over at Priority One want to take care of you. They've got the technology on their side. They've got the people on their side. And it's local here. It's nice to have local people there. But now in one of the top 25 security integrators in the country, we're happy to be a part of them. Our technology is fantastic. You're going to love them. It's my great friends at Priority One and PriorityOneSecurity.com. It's Priority, the number one, Security.com. Good stuff there. Now, because she's kind enough to do it, and we'll do one segment together, and I'll take off. She'll take care of the rest of it. But you know who's with us, Zach?
Kelly Gramlich with the Kelly Gramlich Show.
Birthday girl, 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 birthday girl,
birthday girl, birthday girl,
birthday girl.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you.
You deserve a round of applause.
We've done that a time or two.
Did y'all practice?
We don't do that on the show normally for people, but we do that.
We will not send a shout out to Kelly Graham on her birthday.
No, we won't do that.
We don't do that. We don't do birthday shout outs on the show. Happy birthday.
Thank you. 25? Thank you so much. 25.
You can rent a car?
Over the hill.
I can rent a car now without having to pay the crazy fees. Do it today?
Yeah, rent a car today, and then your insurance rates go down today.
That is great news.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
If you'd known that you'd live this long, take better care of yourself.
That's right. Now I got to start living right at 25, yeah. Now that I made it here.
It's all downhill from here.
Really? Because you know our dear friend Donna Harrison who works with us here? She told me it's all uphill from here.
No, it's all downhill.
It's all, not uphill as in a challenge, but it's all great.
Your body on a cellular level stops producing new cells at this point, or it keeps producing them, but it kills off more cells than it produces at this point in time.
Well, you've been 25 for 4 months?
Since March, yeah.
So it's taken a toll, I guess.
No, it's taken a huge toll. I got gray hair. I got gray hairs in my head now. I guess I'm in the beard when they come in. It's terrible.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I hope I do not get gray hairs in the next 4 months. That'd be terrible.
No, yeah. None in your beard. Your beard should be fine.
My gracious. Birthday plans. I hope the party was good.
Yes. So
I wouldn't know. Thank goodness y'all preserve the moment pictures.
Off air. I'm not going to talk about it on air. I'm just going to get upset. Well, here we are. Obsessed. Here we are. 6 minutes in.
I didn't plan it, so...
Yeah, our relationship has been defined as strictly professional, no social, mm-hmm. as far as me and you and Zach, and y'all are all...
I didn't plan this.
What are you doing tonight? You want to come over? Let's go out to eat. Okay, yeah. And I sit right in the corner and go, huh?
This was all Nick. This is all him. I didn't plan this.
Yeah. Y'all got off the hook on this one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's on your birthday plans today?
Gonna do the last hour of the show with you guys.
Yep.
Very excited.
Yep.
Going to do the normal show from 12 to 3.
Right.
Quack says he has something up his sleeve. I don't know.
Oh,
so we'll see. He's had 2 on-air birthdays. This is my first ever on-air birthday.
Really?
So it's got to be big. And then just going out to dinner tonight. So I'm very excited.
Nice. Very, very nice. You got all your presents yet?
A lot of them have come early this year, which has been good. Also, yeah. I have no willpower. So if a package shows up.
You open it up.
On June 28th, I'm opening that thing.
Right.
I
Any
did.
Good stuff?
You'll like this. My parents got me some new golf shoes.
Nice.
Getting What's ready good? For the Dabo tournament. Nice. Some Nikes, which might not be what you would get.
Nikes, that's all I wear.
Okay, they have a hot pink swoop. Very excited.
That's nice. Very nice. Glad to hear that. I hope many, many more are in your plans. I hope you have much more birthdays on the year, which is pretty cool. I want to get your thoughts about LeBron James.
That was crazy last night. Absolutely insane. I know y'all have already probably talked about it because it's... Besides the World Cup, Zach, which I know you're very invested in, this is the biggest news, especially in the United States and in American sports. I'm not surprised. I thought he was going to go to LA, and I think a lot of people did. It makes a lot of sense for off-the-court reasons because you know LeBron wants to become even more of a global superstar than he is. He wants to get more into entertainment and media and all that stuff. He has 2 houses out there already. He's probably tired of freezing his butt off every winter in Cleveland. Can't blame him. That being said, for this season, I'm not sure what it changes depending on who he gets, because JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson have joined him, but that, who cares,
I shot
right?
Lance Stephenson and him on the same team.
I know. I thought they hate each other. And then JaVale McGee just leaving the world champion Warriors and coming down to the Lakers. But for 2018-19, I'm not sure exactly what it changes. Lakers make the playoffs, I would assume. Mm-hmm. But the key
that's
here...
That's a change.
The key is there are so many guys that are free agents in 2019. And because LeBron signed a four-year deal, he's basically proving to people, I'm going to be here. Come join me. And there are some guys that I'm not sure people know are free agents. For example, Kristaps Porzingis is a free agent next season, mm-hmm. next summer. Karl Anthony Towns is a free agent next summer, which would be huge. Klay Thompson.
Karl Anthony and Towns, all three of them?
Yes, all three of those guys. Yeah. And they combine to be 7 feet and a freak, which is Karl Anthony Towns. Exactly. Klay Thompson is one. Klay Thompson's a free agent. That would be a crazy turn if he left the Warriors. Devin Booker, the guard for the Suns. Of course, Melo is, but he's ancient at this point. And then, of course, there's Kawhi. The question of Kawhi, which if my Spurs freely trade him, even for some good young assets, I'm going to be really annoyed.
Why? He didn't want to be a part of you. Why'd you want to be a part of him?
He doesn't want to be a part of the Spurs. And you have to get something for him. I totally get it. But they've even said they don't want to trade him to the West because you're just conceding that. That's your league. You and the Lakers, the Spurs and Lakers used to battle in the late 2000s.
Don't trade him then. Let him play one more year and he might sit out. One more year
and then get
nothing for him when he goes to Lakers next year.
Trade him to the East.
Maybe so.
Philadelphia?
Don't give the Lakers what they want.
Philly?
It might be Philly because I don't see why the Celtics need him.
What's that package look like in return for San Antonio if it's Philadelphia?
Better be one of those three stars.
Well, you
but
know
it won't
they're
be.
Off the table.
I know.
Right?
But who has the leverage? Leonard or the Spurs?
Leonard.
Kawhi does because it's just one more year and he's willing to do it. But I also don't know how healthy he is. I know he's keeping that under wraps. That's a question. But Kawhi has the leverage.
I have zero respect for him, the way he's treated San Antonio.
I've lost a lot of respect for him as well. I thought he was different. I thought he was going to be a San Antonio guy. And
no, he's not.
He's not.
This weekend was the perfect snapshot of being an NHL fan. NHL free agency opened up yesterday, July 1st. The first time forever we had a major star in John Tavares go to the NHL free agency, and he signed with Toronto. Huge original six franchise.
Never heard of him.
Exactly, right? It was a giant deal. 7 years, $77 million. And like an hour later, LeBron goes, I'm going to LA. And everybody forgot all about it. Yeah. Just completely overshadowed by LeBron in the NBA. It's terrible.
I think, it's more than basketball, obviously. Basketball-wise, I made a statement in the first 2 hours that Philadelphia was the place to go if you wanted to win. If it's about winning titles.
If you want to win next season, right.
Next season, yeah, it's titles. And even beyond, because now you get Embiid and Simmons and LeBron and,
Fultz.
Sure.
Yeah.
If LeBron can't get another star there this year, he arguably, you could make an argument which supporting cast is better, the Lakers' current one right now or the one he had in Cleveland with another all-star in Kevin Love. The Lakers might be more talented, but they're all 19 years old. All of them. Yeah. So I guess LeBron, the reason he did this to me is this next year is just going to be, he's not going to be in the finals again. It's just not going to happen. But he did this to show a commitment and to get at least one or two more of those big names to join him in 2019 and then try to win one more title before his career ends.
How's he going to get along with, or what does this mean to the Ball family and having to put up with Lonzo and the old man?
That part was kind of surprising, and we all thought that was going to be a reason why he wouldn't go to LA, but here's what I think. Magic Johnson is Magic Johnson, and I think Magic Johnson, he kind of let LeVar be a little of himself early on when Lonzo was drafted and all that, but have we heard from LeVar Ball recently?
Well, I don't hear from him
anymore. I think Magic Johnson has handled the situation. Let me put it that way. Yeah. I think he ensured LeBron that if he comes to LA, it's not going to be an issue. And I think LeVar Ball is maybe just conceding to Magic at this point. I would hope. Otherwise, maybe it'd be fun for the sports world to see LeBron and LeVar go at it or something. That
I
might be interesting.
I made the statement in the first hour or so that Jerry West was a pretty good executive. Bill Russell was a player coach that he wasn't a great executive after that. Michael Jordan's been a disaster as an executive. Really, Larry Bird's not been a great executive. Mm-hmm. And up until now, with the Dodgers and the Lakers stuff, that Magic's not been a great executive. But does this change that whole narrative?
The Dodgers have gotten better,
yeah.
Right? The Dodgers played in a World Series.
Right.
So that's improved. I would say up until now, no. Magic has, he hasn't really proven himself as a Lakers executive or as the executive. I think he's been dealt a tough hand when Kobe retires and takes his farewell tour and takes 40 shots every night. And he's just kind of having to put up with that. But if he hadn't got LeBron to LA this time or even next year, he even said, he said, I'll retire, right? Because it was LeBron or bust, I think, for LA. Yeah. Paul George would have been fine, but it was LeBron or bust and he did it. And I think Magic Johnson has kind of done his job.
Yes.
LeBron's there now. They can recruit for 2019, right. But getting the greatest player in the world to your team, that's an accomplishment for Magic.
Elway's done a good job in Denver. Mm-hmm. Jeter's not done anything yet.
No, but he gave him some time, I would say.
Yeah, it's too early, and he's in an uphill situation there a little bit. But the executive, it doesn't necessarily parlay it into great things. But Magic did his job, like you said.
He wasn't the GM of the Celtics at the time. He was just the head coach.
Right.
But he's been the GM of the Clippers. He's kind of messed that up a little bit.
I tell you what's crazy is that, the Clippers now are insignificant again.
Yeah. They're done.
They're losers.
They had their 5 minutes of fame.
How about the fact that LeBron James and Luke Walton were in the same draft class?
31 picks apart.
That's crazy.
Now he's the head coach.
That'll be interesting, too, how LeBron handles Luke Walton and how he deals with that situation. But that's the difference with LeBron and other greats like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. LeBron has never had a great coach. And I don't think he's going to have one in Luke Walton necessarily.
But outside of Brad Stevens, mm-hmm. and you get Popovich, too. What coaches make a difference in this league? When Steve Kerr got sick and Luke Walton took over, and they won like 19 games in a row or something. I'm like, there's no better example of coaching not making any difference. Because he was a player 1 year, an assistant coach 1 year, and like less than 18 months later, he had the longest winning streak in NBA history as a head coach. So what does coaching really mean?
In some ways, you can win without a great coach. The Cavs won a title with Ty Lue. Eric Spoelstra does not get the credit he deserves. I think he's a pretty good coach. But I think a great coach can take you to another level. It can only be a positive.
Brad Stevens proves that.
Brad Stevens, exactly.
But once you reach a certain level of talent, then they become, they trump.
Right, but it can make up for talent, like it did with Popovich and the Spurs, even though those teams were very, very talented.
I agree. That's good stuff. Zach, Texter Thomas and Greenville wants to know, who do you like in the Mexico-Brazil match?
I'm responding right now. First of all, it's at 10 o'clock this morning. It's not at 9, so be better than that, Thomas. Mexico and Brazil this morning. I'm going to go with Brazil. Mexico just reeks of a team that gets out in the round of 16 because they are too prone to the counterattack. They love to get up the field and get up the field in numbers. And a ball over the top to a Neymar could be devastating for Mexico. I'll take Brazil in a 3-1 type of game.
I'm going to give you one better than that.
By all means.
Belgium is more than a goal and a half better than Japan.
Today. Is that right?
Yeah, Belgium's going to win by. Belgium will beat Japan worse than Brazil will beat Mexico.
You think so?
Yeah. I've been studying this Belgium midfield for a while now. And I got, goodness gracious, man. Goodness gracious. All right, let me quickly go over this.
Quickly.
This is an article before I sneak out the door here. This is an article on that Mike Farrell wrote for Rivals.com. And it's the 10 highest-rated quarterbacks in the Rivals.com era.
Okay.
Tied for 10th, it's Ben Olsen, who was ranked number 4 overall player. This didn't work out. He signed with BYU maybe. No, he picked BYU, redshirted, but then he had his 2-year mission trip. Then went to UCLA and was, had injuries. That wasn't a big deal for him. Ryan Mallett is tied for 10th. He was the 4th overall player in his draft or in his senior class. Originally signed with Michigan, then transferred to Arkansas. 62 touchdowns, 19 interceptions, 3rd-round pick of the Patriots. Played with Houston a little bit. He's been with the Ravens the last 3 seasons. That was a decent college quarterback. Rhett Bomar is tied for 10th in here as well. And Bomar didn't really do anything at Oklahoma. Your dad didn't like that.
No, wasn't a fan.
Right. JT Daniels is also tied at number 4 in this list. And we don't know yet. He just signed with Southern Cal. But he's going to be a superstar there. Your guy, Shea Patterson, was a number 3 player in his class. Zach, he loves it, Shea Patterson. Like, he thinks he's a great player. So far at Ole Miss, 2 seasons, 10 games, 3,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. It's been good. He'll go to Michigan. We'll see what comes out of that. Justin Fields, the number two player in the country. Still, you know, too early to tell there. Josh Rosen was the number two player in the country. 9,300 yards, 59 touchdowns, 26 picks in 30 games at UCLA, number 10th overall pick in the draft. He had a good career at UCLA. Jimmy Clausen was number one in his draft class, second-round pick of the Panthers, 22 NFL games, had a good career at Notre Dame. Not a great one, a good one at Notre Dame. Terrell Pryor was number one. He did a good job at Ohio State, supplemental draft, you know, moved to receiver. But he was a good quarterback at Ohio State, no doubt about that. Vince Young was the number one player in the country.
Yeah, he was.
And led them to a national championship. Wasn't a great pro player, but did a little better in pros 6 years.
He got a bad rap because he fell off so quickly.
Yeah.
When he was done.
Yeah. Did okay with the Titans, but obviously a national championship there. And the number one quarterback in the Rivals.com era, Trevor Lawrence.
I knew that's where you were going. That's incredible.
Broke the state record for passing yards and passing touchdowns, competing for the starting job at Clemson. Farrell says Lawrence replaces Josh Rosen as the best quarterback I've seen come out of high school.
Wow.
Not the athlete Vince Young and Terrell Pryor were at the same stage, not even close, but the most complete for at the position. The mechanics, the accuracy, the pocket poise, the mobility. Lawrence has it all. Should be a star beyond his to college and beyond. The best quarterback I've ever seen, according to Mike Farrell from Rivals.com.
So expectations are high, you'd say?
Well, competitive. Oh,
what's crazy is Deshaun Watson is nowhere near that list coming out of high school.
He was about number 12 in his class.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was rankings of the top, you know, guys were in the top of the class, right, of their class. Not really the best he's ever seen through all that, but, you know, comparing to the classes there. I'm going to turn things over. I appreciate you guys doing it.
Let's do it.
That's awesome. You're very, very nice. Zach, tomorrow I'll be at the beach, but we'll still do a show. How about that? Most people take off. Grandma takes off for a week. She didn't do a show.
Nope.
Me, I take off for a couple of days. We'll do a show Tuesday and Thursday from the beach. Wednesday we'll have off.
Absolutely.
Not too bad. Thanks for doing this.
No problem. Have a great vacation.
Happy birthday. Many more.
Well, working vacation.
Working vacation. Happy birthday. Many more.
Thank you very much.
And then I don't need to be invited to parties. As long as y'all put pictures up on Facebook, I feel like I've been there.
What if I Photoshop your head up in the corner?
No, you don't have my permission to use my likeness. We'll take a short break. Kelly and Zach will bring the last two segments after this.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTA for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Get your patio, pool, or porch ready for 4th of July entertaining with new outdoor furniture during the Craft Stove Store and Patio 4th of July sale. We have a huge selection now in stock and ready for immediate delivery, and all at special 4th of July sale prices. Shop and save today for America's best outdoor furniture, and be ready for the 4th of July entertaining at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering new lower prices. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, store your stuff with confidence. 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property and security lighting. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My hands on myself. Take off, dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field?
Ooh, I'm a rebel. Welcome back to the Mickey Blyler Show featuring the wonderful Zach Orr. I'm filling in for Mickey these final two segments as he heads off. You played his favorite song as he left.
Well, I was hoping he's in the car there listening to it and get him in a good mood for his qualifying tournament.
What
today.
An exit song. So he's, what is this qualifying for?
He's
this
trying
tournament?
To qualify for the state amateur tournament in August, and he's going to play this morning over in Anderson.
Zach, it would have been incredible in many, many ways, to see Mickey playing in the U.S. Senior Open.
It would have been awesome. See, and I give him a hard time about the Senior Open because it is boring. But if he's in it, like, we're glued to the old TV. Oh, just trying to find a glimpse.
Yes. We would have had a watch party all weekend, just camped out in front of the TV trying to find Mickey. Like you said, walking behind someone.
To the other T-box.
To the other T-box. There's Mickey.
He's probably not in a feature group at that tournament.
Probably not.
But we would be excited nonetheless.
And he maybe would have worn a little orange and purple.
Apparently,
tiger paw.
He would have worn Nike golf shoes with the pink swoosh because he was all about those when you brought him up.
Really?
He's all about those. He was excited when you brought up your new Nike shoes.
I need to send you a picture of these, Zach. They are, in a word, fire.
This was your birthday gift?
Yes, from my parents.
From your parents.
Incredibly beautiful shoes. So good. I get that package early. I got it on June 28th, I think, right? Mm-hmm. And like I said, no willpower. If you have a package arrive on your doorstep and you know your birthday's in 5 days, so you know it's probably for your birthday, do you open it or are you waiting? Do you have the willpower?
Oh, no. Ripping it open.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know if the door closes by the time I'm starting to rip it open.
That makes me feel a lot better.
You know what I mean?
So, yes, I totally agree. So I see the box and it was shaped, you know, kind of like shoes. So I get even more excited. Rip open the package. Bright orange box, big white swoosh on the top, and I'm freaking out. I can't wait. Open it up, and these shoes, they're white. They're very crisp white, Zach, with the hot pink swoosh. Cannot wait. Gonna debut them. They'll probably get some action, I would say, before the tournament, but Dabo's golf tournament is what, the 17th, I believe?
17th, 8th, 16th.
We'll be live from out there, so make sure you tune in, but I can't wait. I've had the same golf shoes for like 10 years. It's been bad. It
have
was
you
time.
Played since Colorado, since your little...
No, I've taken a hiatus.
Will you break?
I've taken a hiatus. For the girl who only likes to play 9 holes a day, playing way too many in a week, I was done.
Yeah.
I was done.
I understand.
But it was lovely. There were a lot of great courses, but I had to take a break. There's no doubt. Zach, I wanted to ask you, I have so many questions for you this morning. I want to get your thoughts on so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, I was talking with Mickey. We were talking in that first segment of this hour about dear old LeBron. And I need to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, do you even care, Zach Orr? Do you even care?
I mean, I'm going to be forced to care, right? I watch ESPN, I watch SportsCenter, so it's going to be shoved down my throat from now until, you know, opening tip off of what is inevitably going to be a Lakers primetime game to start the season, right? Because that's going to get flexed into that. There's no doubt about it.
Can I tell you the worst part of all this before we get back to your answer?
10 o'clock starts.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The fact that the Warriors have been the best team in the league for the past 4 years means every game you want to watch that includes them starts at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yep.
Add the Lakers into this, you're never going to get a game that starts before 10 p.m. Eastern. At least we had Cleveland, so some games would start at, I don't know, 9 Eastern, right?
Yep.
I miss Central Time. That is going to be tough. That is going to be tough, there's no doubt. But anyway,
I don't know how people live in times other than Eastern Standard Time.
See, you've never done it.
I just feel like you're behind the times is all that is.
Central Time.
You're literally living in the past.
Central Time is the greatest thing in the world, and I'll tell you why. You don't live in the past. Everything is just an hour earlier. You see everything live. It just starts at 7 p.m. Or maybe 8 p.m. Or those games out west start at 9:30, which is much more reasonable. Everything just starts an hour earlier. It's amazing. You don't miss anything. There's no tape delay. There's none of that nonsense. Mm. It is incredible. I highly recommend it.
I don't get it. Just stay up on the East Coast. Let's do everything East Coast time. It's way easier that way. It's just easier.
It seems like everything is East Coast time, but it's still so late. It seems like everything is planned out that way, but they still don't care. They still want you to watch something that starts at 9 o'clock.
10:30 tip-offs are going to be miserable for people like you that want to sit up and watch these games. Those are going to be 1:30 bedtimes.
Oh, yeah. I remember
throughout the season.
When the Spurs were still elite. The Spurs-Clippers series, when they were doing the hack of DeAndre Jordan, remember that? Mm-hmm. One of those games ended at 2:30. 2:30!
Mm.
Because it just took forever. Wow, that was my alarm. Should have turned that off. I usually get up before this, Zach. I usually get up before this, I promise.
What time do you get up usually?
No, you're normally around 8. That alarm is, if you are in bed when this goes off, you need to get up.
That's the emergency alarm?
That is emergency. No games are being played. Get up, run, let's go.
Sleepy Zach this morning hit the snooze button a couple of times.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You can't do that. It's for 6 a.m.
I can't. And I hit it once. I thought I hit it once at 5:15. And I was like, I'll get an extra 8 minutes and it will be good to go. We'll be refreshed for the day.
Oh, no.
I thought I hit it once. And then I look up and it's 5:51. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you make it?
Oh, I made it. Oh, made it plenty of time. Plenty of time.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
But it was, you know, on two wheels getting in here this morning.
The absolute worst feeling.
Yeah. Do I care about LeBron James? Your question.
Give me on a scale of 1 to 10. Give me a number.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Quantify this for me.
It's like a 3.6.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't, when you saw the news.
I'll bump it to a 4 though, because I appreciate him getting it out of the way early.
Yeah.
And not dragging this on for
weeks. Not having a TV special.
And not doing the TV special. The decision. Yeah, getting it out of the way bumps it to a 4, fine. But I don't care that much, to be honest.
I think it's the... It's going to be the biggest news of the summer to me.
Why?
Because this, if you try to put it in a different context, Zach, put it in a sport that you care about more.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best player in the world joining the most famous franchise in the sport. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. A texter gets in from the 928. This is like Tom Brady going to the Cowboys.
Mm.
It's the greatest player in the game and the most famous franchise.
It's a huge deal if you're a basketball fan. There's no doubt about it. No getting around it. If you're a person that doesn't enjoy bouncing a ball up and down the court, it's probably not that big of a deal.
Doesn't it add a little more intrigue, though, to a season in which you think, well, the Warriors are probably going to get done again?
Because he's not going to get out of the West.
He's not, but it adds a different storyline.
He's not going to get out of the West. Right now, he doesn't have enough to compete in the West to get anything better than maybe a six seed. Somewhere around there.
Maybe.
And like we just talked about, these games are going to be on 3 hours later than I'm going to be interested in watching them. The only way I'm going to watch them is I fall asleep on the couch and I happen to wake up and ESPN's still on and I'm seeing them, you know, playing in the second half. And that's it.
It to me, it adds a whole different narrative to this NBA season. And this is going to be a year-long discussion because, like I said earlier, what really matters for LeBron, unless for some reason the Spurs trade him to the Lakers, trade Kawhi, which I will be livid, Zach. You come find me when that happens and
why,
calm me
though?
Down.
But why, though?
Not the Lakers.
He's going to walk away after next season.
Get some other assets. Do not hand LeBron an MVP caliber player. If Kawhi goes by himself, I'm okay with that.
He's not committed to the team. Get what you can.
But not LA. Not the Lakers, not LeBron.
So the 29 other teams, or 28 other teams, you're good with. Just not LA.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'd be okay with it, especially ship him to the East.
Get him out of my face. I don't need to deal with this.
Get him away. It's that feeling as a Spurs fan where you thought he was going to be the cornerstone and the piece for years to come. And I think this, what Kawhi is wanting to do, shows a trend in the NBA that could be a little troubling. And I think especially with LeBron and with the 2019 summer approaching in a year, and all those guys that are going to be free agents, like I mentioned, Kawhi, Klay Thompson, Kemba Walker, Karl Anthony Towns, Kristaps Porzingis, Devin Booker, Carmelo, even though that doesn't really matter.
You bite your tongue about Melo.
Okay, Knicks fan. It changes the landscape of the NBA because this is the bottom line. No star is safe. No star is staying with a team unless he is not, he's locked into a 3 or 4 year deal. Like Paul George is locked in now with OKC.
Yep.
He can't leave them. He physically can't. Some other stars are locked in as well, but at this point, if you have a guy who is a free agent in 2019, don't bet on it at all. Don't think that you possibly can keep Karl Anthony Towns, Minnesota. It's not going to happen. New York maybe could keep Kristaps Porzingis if they bring in some guys around him because it's New York. But Charlotte, you're not keeping Kemba Walker.
No.
There's no way.
No.
I don't even know if the Warriors are safe with Klay Thompson. Think about that. Hasn't he become, without a doubt, the third, maybe fourth fiddle?
Then why is there this outrage when players sign away from their teams, from their hometown? LeBron James leaves Cleveland for the second time. And we have textures this morning. He's dead to me. The NBA is dead to me. I can't believe he would do this. He said he was going to stay here for the rest of his career. Ah, da, da, da. They leave. They go for bigger money. They go for, well, not bigger money. LeBron could have made more money in Cleveland.
Sure.
But, you know, they go for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And then there's this outrage like we don't expect this to ever happen. There should be loyalty to this. Why?
I think people have this perception, whether it's right or wrong, I think you can make an argument for both ways, but this perception that in the 80s and 90s and even early 2000s, that players were more loyal to teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they chased rings less and they wanted to make it work where they were. When you think of the great teams from the 80s, Magic Johnson never left the Lakers. Of course, he never needed to because he was surrounded by multiple Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
James Worthy, Abdul-Jabbar, the list goes on and on. And he had Hall of Fame coaches. He didn't need to leave. Larry Bird was surrounded by multiple Hall of Famers. Why would he leave the Celtics? We were spoiled because the stars of those days were surrounded by great teams. Even Isaiah Thomas, they built that team around him in Detroit. He had no reason to leave. He could compete there.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan had no reason to leave. He wasn't going to leave Scottie Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
He only left to go play baseball, but that's a different story. Hakeem Olajuwon wasn't going to leave Houston. He had enough pieces there. So we can create this idea that guys were more loyal back in the day.
Does LeBron leave Cleveland if Kyrie's still on the team?
Probably, because they apparently hated each other.
No,
they couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
Now, talent-wise, having Kyrie and Kevin Love, I think, was enough for LeBron. Kyrie is a completely different, he's a game changer. But when you talk about this current NBA climate, I say that these guys never left back in the day and they were more loyal, etc. But also, the NBA was different because you did not have a Warriors. We have never seen a team like the Warriors. And I think to a certain extent, the Warriors broke LeBron's spirit. He couldn't do that again. He couldn't go to the finals again and have no chance because the Warriors literally have 5 Hall of Famers. He was done with that. He was going to try something else, make it work in LA, try to get some Hall of Famers to join him of his own, and try something different. I don't think he was willing to do that again, to go to the finals again and lose again and put all the work he put into these playoffs to get them to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And just have it crushed by a team that is unbeatable with the current roster he had.
As a NBA fan yourself.
Yes.
Does that mindset and that the way of going about business that way, does that not bother you? Doesn't that hurt the overall product?
What?
Going, you know.
Leaving, switching teams.
Switching teams because it was too difficult there. Now you're going to go somewhere else and try to get more guys to come to that team, right? You're talking about Minnesota can't hold on to star players. Certain markets can't even begin to hold out hope for star players. Does that not bother you? There's no perceived parity in the league. It's just the Warriors and maybe a handful of teams on any given night.
I think it is. It can be an issue, and it might be an issue going forward, especially when this crop of stars is done. 5 years from now, who knows how long LeBron will play, but 5-10 years from now, when LeBron is out of the league.
Signed 4-year contract.
When Steph Curry's out of the league.
Signed a 4-year contract. His son will be eligible to play in the league.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
I'm just saying.
But I'm saying 5, 10, 15 years down the road, when you lose all these stars, you will have new ones, but there's not just going to be another LeBron James. And so if in 5, 10, 15 years, you only have 3 or 4 good teams at that point, then you might have a problem. I think for now, it's July 1st. Sorry, it's July 2nd. It's my birthday. And the NBA is the biggest topic of discussion right now because of this. So I don't think the NBA is mad.
It obviously matters because we have talked three, four segments of
and y'all
of
would
NBA
never do morning, that.
And we would never even come close to that.
But the biggest name in the game just went to the biggest franchise, the most famous franchise in basketball. This is a big deal. Carolina Mountaineer says, if J.R. Smith isn't a total moron and realizes the score, does LeBron stay in Cleveland? I don't think so, because they still don't win that series.
When was the writing on the wall for LeBron to leave Cleveland?
The writing on the wall, I mean, you could go when the Lakers and Cleveland did that trade. Because think about this. LeBron basically traded the guys he didn't really want from L.A. to Cleveland, got Cleveland, I believe it's a first-round pick at some point, or sorry, L.A., a first-round pick, and then jump ship. Imagine if you're Jordan Clarkson. You were traded from L.A. to Cleveland to play with LeBron, and he just leaves.
And he's gone.
A couple months later. I think that was the writing on the wall. Maybe when he needed 7 games to beat Indiana, and he just played out of his mind, and that's all they could do to beat Indiana. He thought, I can't do this again. So, I mean, he did make the finals. He did win the East. He's owned the East for 8 years, and now he's in the West. I'm going to leave you with this stat, Zach, and we will switch to a different conversation for the final segment today of the Mickey Piler Show with Kelly and Zach. There are 7 active MVPs in the NBA. Guys that have won the MVP and are still playing. All 7 play in the Western Conference.
Is that right?
All 7. Dirk, Derrick Rose, Kevin Durant, LeBron, Steph Curry. I'm forgetting one. Oh, James Harden. Duh.
Russell Westbrook.
And Russell Westbrook. Russell, yes. Yeah, that's 7. All 7 in the Western Conference.
Not a good look for the Eastern Conference there.
If the Celtics and Philly aren't playing, do you even watch an Eastern Conference
game? Was yesterday the greatest day in Toronto Raptors history? Was it?
Possibly so. They might make the Eastern Conference Finals. Who knows? Probably not with Philly and Boston.
It's possible.
There's no other team in the East that I really care about, though. Philly, Boston. It's become a two-team league to
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
It's become a two-team league. LeBron, as he always does, changes the landscape, switches the narrative. We follow him. We figure out what he's doing. He's a pretty powerful guy in the NBA. We'll talk about this a little more on Out of Bounds. I'm sure Kwok has some thoughts from noon to 3. You can tune into that. But coming up next, a little soccer, a little Wimbledon, maybe some Dez to Washington rumors, Zach. We'll hit on that in the final segment of the Mickey Piler Show this morning with Zach and Kelly.
Hi, friends. Mickey Piler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at stargraniteinteriors.com.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get 2 sausage biscuits for just $2.50.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and mobile deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, Dan Marini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Hiring a realtor shouldn't be as difficult as hiring a head coach. So don't be like Tennessee. Call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner. 864-313-6990.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know that carpet plays a huge role in the health of your homes? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you keep it clean regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway when you mention Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. It's summertime, and you gotta find your kids something to do because an energetic kid with too much free time can land you in small claims court. Luckily, Groupon has deals on movies, bowling, escape rooms, amusement parks, and all kinds of things kids love. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day this summer, like getting those kids out of the house. Download the app and save. Groupon.
So, who did you wake up with? Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy can't. Final segment of the Mickey Plyler Show this morning. You are correct. I'm not Mickey Plyler. You probably think, wow, this person sounds different.
Got a little bit of cold this morning.
I am Kelly Gramlich filling in for Mickey Plyler with Zach Orr for these final couple segments as Mickey heads to the links to try to qualify for a very prestigious golf tournament. So we wish him the best of luck. And of course, you can hear Out of Bounds 12 to 3 today. Would really hope you'd tune in. Maybe you listen to Mickey every morning, which most people do in the upstate of South Carolina. And you're thinking, huh, I've never really listened to Out of Bounds. Mm-hmm. Give us a chance. 12 to 3.
Don't come on my morning show and start plugging this propaganda for the afternoon. Don't do that.
Not allowed?
Goodness gracious. That's a great
shameless
show.
Plug.
12 to 3.
And Zach Orr will be staying for the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
Of radio.
Me and Brad doing a little 9 to 12 action.
With Brad Sinka for today, the press box.
Today and tomorrow, I believe.
I think Ben is on a little vacay.
He's on permanent hiatus, I guess.
Permanent hiatus.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where he is. But hopefully he comes back eventually.
I think it's wonderful for Ben to take my birthday as a national holiday mm-hmm. and acknowledge it and celebrate whatever way he prefers to. I really appreciate that.
We are doing a holiday kind of situation. So we're going to stop at 9 o'clock today. We're going to just cut it off. We'll be done with the station for the rest of the day.
Just take it off. And Joe, we're done.
You know, might as well take tomorrow off too.
Might as well.
Because you got the 4th on Wednesday there.
And exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. Having a birthday on July 2nd is really good because generally you get some sort of 3-day weekend with the 4th. This year is just odd because it's a Wednesday. What do you do with a Wednesday, July 4th?
I don't know. I think I'm going to mentally check out.
Yeah, it's tough.
Wednesday. And, you know, Thursday and Friday, I mean, I'm mailing it in.
And then Zach is off.
And then we go.
To Ireland.
We out.
I'm very excited for you, Zach. You're going to have a great time.
I did 4 loads of laundry this weekend in preparation for this. It's been terrible. I hate it.
How's
laundry.
The packing going?
I haven't started. I just did the laundry. Kristen's already packed.
I'm worried for you.
I'm going to pack like Thursday night.
Thursday night?
Yeah.
Zach, you're going to be gone for 2 weeks.
I'll probably pack Thursday night. I'm bringing everything to the station Friday because I'm leaving from the station because the Kelly Graham Show will come in at 8 o'clock to do the last hour with Mickey Plyler. And then we'll be off. So it'll be fun.
Zach, a few things to get to in our final segment. 2 sports that I know you like and you follow.
Do you like two sports
that are happening right now. Yes, I like both of them.
Okay.
Wimbledon is starting today.
Yes.
I grew up on tennis.
You did. Your mom
came from
a tennis family.
Yes.
Sharon.
And yes.
Sharon?
Good old Sharon.
Crushed it.
She was an amazing tennis player. Wanted me to follow in her footsteps. I didn't do it. I tried to play tennis early, and I just was thoroughly bored by tennis. But I still like to follow it today, especially I'm a huge Serena fan, love Serena. But this is some news from the men's side of Wimbledon. Roger Federer, who, actually, this is a whole different discussion. We can talk about this some other time, Zach. But we were doing our GOATs discussion on Friday on Out of Bounds.
Okay.
And we had to give our greatest tennis players of all time. I said Serena.
Your GOATs show caused a couple of stray tweets at me.
It did.
I didn't need that.
I said Serena. Kwok came with the most American selection in the history of time.
Did he say Andy Roddick?
No, God, no. The man's won 1 major.
McEnroe?
Kwok said Pete Sampras was the greatest tennis player of all time. The man never won the French Open. He never completed the career Grand Slam. The answer is Roger Federer.
Yes.
The answer is Roger Federer.
Sampras is a top 5 player of all
time. Sure.
Top 3 maybe.
And he might be the greatest American of all time.
He is, probably.
I would say. And I think he was a little biased because he is an American. But this news, this breaking news here about Roger Federer.
Oh God, is he
Roger
okay?
Federer, what?
Is he okay?
He's fine. Don't worry. He's okay.
I'm a big Roger Federer. I'm a big Fed guy.
He's great. Yeah. We all love Roger Federer. He's been incredible to watch. He's fine.
What's the matter? What's going on?
Roger Federer has left Nike. For a brand called,
oh no,
and I hope I'm saying this right, Uniqlo, Uniqlo. Roger Federer's long-term apparel deal with Nike is done. He is still wearing Nike shoes, but his first round match at Wimbledon today, he is wearing a headband, jacket, shirt, and socks with the Japanese brand Uniqlo. I want you to take a ballpark guess how much money his deal with Uniqlo is worth guaranteed. How much money is he getting guaranteed for this deal? For leaving Nike?
He had time. He had money left with Nike. He had years left with Nike. So I'm guessing they bought him out.
Let's see. I'm not sure about that. I think Federer's deal with Nike expired March 1st. No, so he could take a new deal. How much guaranteed money is Federer getting for wearing this Uniqlo brand?
It's got to be big. I'm guessing, I don't know. Let's just say 20. Let's say 20.
$300 million guaranteed.
Excuse me?
$300 million guaranteed to wear Uniqlo.
I was not even remotely close.
Sources say the deal is worth more than $300 million guaranteed over 10 years, has an unprecedented clause that says Federer will still collect the money even if he doesn't play tennis. If he retires within 5 years or 6 years or 7 years, he will still collect $300 million guaranteed.
$300 million.
Maybe I should have played tennis, Zach.
$300 million.
Maybe I should have played tennis.
Well, I don't know if you would have quite the career as Roger
Federer. No, probably not.
But that is some money. Good for him.
That's what it takes, I guess, to pull someone away from Nike, right? Federer, who's won 20 Grand Slams, 8 Wimbledons. He's won Wimbledon 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
And he's left Nike for Uniqlo, which is a Japanese casual wear designer, manufacturer, and retailer. The company has been a wholly owned subsidiary of Fast Retailing Co. They operate in Japan and several other countries. Zach, someone took over the Uniqlo Wikipedia page and added this, the second line of their description. Uniqlo is very, very lame. Nike is much better. Someone is salty that Federer has left.
The Nike executive.
That's incredible. I'm shocked. It was founded in 1949, so it's been around for a while. But have you ever heard of that brand?
Uniqlo? No, I do not live in Japan, nor have I visited.
Wow. So. I'm surprised. Nike is a massive worldwide brand. Mm-hmm. It is the biggest brand in sports worldwide.
But he's going to continue to wear the Nikes?
He's going to wear Nike shoes. But the rest of it is Uniqlo, and he still gets paid $300 million guaranteed.
God.
It's incredible.
So he's going to look terrible.
Yeah,
but he's
probably
still going to dominate.
Probably.
Good for him.
Texted from the 864, I'd play barefoot and drop the Nikes for that money. I
for
think you have
300?
To.
300?
I think you have to.
Oh.
I'm a full-on Nike girl. I love Nike. You give me $300 million, I'll wear this random Uniqlo brand. Sure. That's fine with me.
To. And when he retires in like 2 years, he's still going to get this money.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Even if he stops playing tennis.
Hey, snake it to you, Mega, there, Fed.
Unbelievable. Texter says Uniqlo, huge store in Disney Springs in Orlando, yeah. If that's true. Wow.
I haven't been to Orlando since 2003.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
What were you doing in Orlando in 2003?
Disney World, of course.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, what else? Who
what
else goes to Orlando for any other reason?
Maybe you were at the Russell Athletic Bowl. I don't know.
In 2003?
No. I'm saying that's the last time you would have been.
When I was in fifth grade?
You know, watching your West Virginia Mountaineers.
Ah, go Nears.
Go Nears. Zach, let's transition from a little tennis, an international sport, to a little footy.
A little footy, huh?
Football. The World Cup is in full force. I love the round of 16, the knockout round. It's been fun to watch.
I feel like you've transitioned from a soccer hater, as you were taught by your father
right.
many years ago.
Love you, Dad.
Good morning, Mr. Grandma. Your daughter's a pleasure to work with. Happy birthday to her. Congrats to you and Sharon all these years ago. Good for you guys.
25 years ago.
you were a hater going into this World Cup.
No doubt.
You were an absolute hater.
No doubt. And I have watched more World Cup this year than I probably ever have. And I've actually come to enjoy it for the most part. I really have. I watched a good bit of, let's see, France and Argentina.
You did. That was a great,
that was
great,
a great match.
Game. Six goals in that game.
Yeah, that was really
mm-hmm.
exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have Mbappe. Mbappe is incredible.
19 years old, running circles around Argentina. 19. He was on loan at PSG from Monaco. He goes back this summer. This kid is about to be mm-hmm. filthy rich after this World Cup.
I heard this stat, I believe, on SportsCenter this morning. First teenager to score two goals in a match
since?
In the World Cup since Pele.
Yeah, that guy, ever heard of him?
I've heard of Pele.
Since Pele.
That's incredible. He is so fun to watch. But I think overall, especially in most of these matches, the World Cup in general
mm-hmm.
got the result that they probably didn't want. To have Ronaldo and Messi both knocked out.
Sure.
I think that's tough. When Uruguay beat Portugal, France beat Argentina, you get Uruguay, that's a really good team, against France with a lot of young talent. But wouldn't you prefer to see Ronaldo play Messi in
Absolutely.
The quarters?
I mean, that'd be a ratings dream. This is probably the last go of it for both of those guys at a World Cup. They're both going to be on the older side for possibly getting onto a World Cup roster. You'd expect Messi to retire from international soccer after this as well. That would have been FIFA's, you know, just absolute
right.
best case scenario. That being said, France is no slouch mm-hmm. when it's going to come to the ratings wise, especially considering what happened in their last game against Argentina. Uruguay is no slouch at all, with Luis Suarez up top, Edison Cavani up top as well. They have star power, they can sell, they can bill, and it will be a fun game. It's going to be a great game to watch.
Mbappe is a star, there's no doubt, but he's nowhere near the level of Ronaldo and Messi.
Well, that's why they have guys like Paul Pogba on that team, who not too far in the distant past was the highest paid player in the world in terms of transfer fees. Antoine Griezmann is on that team. They have some guys in there that can move the needle a little bit, but just not quite to the Messi and Ronaldo.
Right.
Yep.
You cannot replace that kind of star power, but it's still going to be a fun match with Uruguay and France. That'll be played on July 6th, which is
Friday,
10 a.m. Eastern. And then I still don't know how Russia is still in this thing.
Russia parked.
How in the world is Russia still here?
So Spain was, you know, this colossus, this just giant of a soccer country, won the 2010 World
right.
Cup. Spain has all this talent on that team, but they play a certain way and they're very committed to playing in this manner. They're going to pass you to death. They're going to try to overload certain sides of the field and make you make a mistake. And to Russia's credit, they parked the bus, put 11 guys behind the ball, and they did not make a mistake. They got a gimme penalty in the second half of that game,
mm-hmm.
and they went to fortunate enough to go to penalties, and it just worked out for them.
And being the home team, that crowd was behind
country.
Russia.
The host country is always has the good crowd behind them. And Moscow practically burned down last night from excitement.
We will continue to monitor the World Cup, Zach.
We will.
This is my first time filling in for Mickey Plyler. Is it time for our 2-minute drill?
It is time for our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Kelly Gramlich, as a newcomer to the 2-minute drill, I'll go first.
Thank you.
I hope you have something prepared. If not, you need to get it going soon. Tonight is a big night for our local sports teams here. The Atlanta Braves will host the New York Yankees. The Bronx Bombers coming off of an 11-1 drubbing of the Boston Red Sox last night. 6 home runs, 2,019 combined feet of home runs last night. They call them the Bronx Bombers for a reason, people. Welcome to the Bronx. We're excited to have you this week. We can't wait for it.
That was depressing. As someone who has shown their support and gotten behind the Red Sox, to see that drubbing last night by your Bronx Bombers, I'm surprised you didn't bring it up till now.
Well, you're not a real Red Sox fan.
That shows some maturity.
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Because you've told me go Yankees in the last 48 hours.
I didn't mean it. I just wanted some food. I could be easily bought. Okay, Zach. But anyway, thank you for not tormenting me with that Red Sox Yankees score.
Sure.
That was crazy, though. This is my 2-minute drill, Zach, coming to you from the text line, the Health Dare text line, 986-1566. Two texters get in and tell us that Adam Scott on the PGA Tour is sponsored by Uniqlo.
How about that?
Roger Federer's new brand. $300 million guaranteed to leave Nike and join the Japanese brand Uniqlo. He gets that money whether he continues to play tennis or not. That's unbelievable. Zach, thank you for having me today.
Kelly Gramlich, thank you so much for coming in for these last 2 segments. I needed somebody to talk to, and I appreciate you being the one. Happy birthday, and enjoy your time on Out of Bounds tonight, or this afternoon, and have a good day.
Press Box coming up next.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority.